5 years and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of the brotherhood of man, or whatever that means. Into a crisis times when I'm lying in bed to do, get it all out what's in my head. And I am feeling a little peculiar. Into a wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Awakening to Spirit show. I am your host, Regina. You can find me on Facebook at Lady Dragon, Psychic Medium, and Reiki Healer. You can also find me on my webpage at www.ladydragon.com. If you would like to ask any questions or book a session with me, you can also email me at LadyDragonPsychicMedium@gmail.com. And tonight I have a wonderful guest with me. I always love having her on because her energy is so high and she just absolutely loves what she does. I have Joanne Leo with me, and she is a life coach and a psychic who gives readings with a heart. Joanne, are you there?
I'm here.
Hello.
Good to be with you.
Oh, I love having you on. How have you been? It's been a while.
I know. Well, we're busy, moving, and I don't know when I'll ever get settled. I just look at those boxes. I empty a few, and I got still, it's like they have babies or something.
Oh, my gosh.
It's amazing.
You've been pretty busy then the last week or two, resettling and starting up again. And
working, too. I mean, I'm still doing my readings on top of it, so I'm having
fun. That's wonderful.
It's not boring. Not boring.
Life never is. So before we get a little too far with the new people that we have joining us tonight, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, how you got started, and where they can reach you?
I would love to do that. I really don't believe in coincidences. And many years ago, 1978, I went for a reading and was amazed at this woman, just absolutely glowed. You want to talk about a light worker? I didn't even know what the word meant then. And she was reading me, and as she was reading, she stopped in the middle of the reading, and she said, "You should be reading me." And I was turned around. I looked all over the room, and I guess she was talking to me. Anyway, she became very influential in my life. She taught me the metaphysical path, and I started studying, and I let my gift blossom. And then I met a numerology teacher who was old school, and I studied under her for a number of years and got my master's in it. So I married that with my card readings, and that's where I am today, 35 years later.
That's
and I love
awesome.
What I do. Yeah.
That's awesome. So how can they get a hold of you if they want to do, like, any readings with you or any sessions?
I have a website, which is Psychic Joanne, which is spelled J-O-A-N-N-E, leo.com. And they can always reach me by phone, which is 727-743-3400.
Wonderful. So I have a question for you. When you go ahead.
Well, I wanted to tell you that the numerology is really like a soul reading, because your name on your birth certificate and your birth date is how you're registered in heaven. And 10 years ago when I went to Sedona, I met this woman, and she wasn't available, and she begged the gal that was her scheduler to have me wait. And I thought, well, it just wasn't meant to be. And she got on the phone and said to me, I have to talk to you about your work. She said, you're here to repair souls, and my numerology took a whole different spin. So now I do psychic numerology along with my psychic card readings. So that's what's happening in the here and the now. Yeah.
That's neat.
Mm-hmm.
So now when people do readings with you and you add in like the numerology, and like what you were saying is you base it basically on the name, but every reading changes, right? They came to you today,
right,
and then they came back like 6 months from now. It's going to be different.
Oh,
because
absolutely.
Different...
Because when I do my readings, I do their name, but of course it's always spirit. You know how spirit works. You always get
right.
different information and current information. But being a master numerologist, you have to understand something about the birth date. You have your natal birth date, which is the day you were born. But it moves. Every year, your birthday has a different influence. Every month, your birthday has a different influence. So psychically, I get messages just from doing what would be your pinnacles for the month or for the year, and also what you're facing as a challenge. And then I marry that with the cards, and it's amazing how it all falls together. So I'm very different.
That's neat.
Yeah.
So you take the basic name, but you also put the influence of the months and things that are going around them now and the years. That's neat.
Right. But you see, you have to understand, my work changed because now it's really spirit driven. So I can look at a name and a birth date. As you know, when we've done the radio before, I'm doing just their first name and their birth date, and you know what has happened, right?
Oh,
I mean,
goodness.
They've gotten pretty accurate answers for what the mission is here. So
definitely.
I can't really teach psychic numerology. I can teach basic numerology, but for what I do, it's really spiritually influenced, really, to be honest with you.
Right.
It's so like a download.
Do they happen for you, you know, the downloads, now that you mention it, do they happen for you? Like for me, sometimes it's just really, really weird. It's like I'm in the middle of the day and I'm talking to someone and boom, it's like, well, I haven't quite gotten the courage to like just blurt it out.
Right. Well, no, you know, I work with angel energy and I work with my spirit guides, but fortunately, because in the real world, I worked for a Fortune 500 company. I had 30-plus years in sales, so I've dealt with every kind of personality known to man. So I usually find a way to deliver with firmness and love at the same time.
Oh, good. I haven't quite figured that out yet when I'm talking to people, you know, when they haven't exactly come to me for a reading.
Right. Well,
you know
what? I'll tell you what you should do, Regina. Go on Yelp.com sometime and look up Psychic Joanne Leo and see what other people have to say about what they found out in their readings. That will help you so that you can get confident enough in what the messages that you're getting and ask Spirit to help you deliver it in a way that's going to be acceptable. I'm pretty much known my reputation is, as I say it, like I tell it like it is, but I do it with love. And
right. And I love that.
You know,
I love that.
And some of my clients will say, well, thank you for kicking my butt, but I know that you love me. That's That's one of the greatest compliments I can get, because I feel if you're going to pay for a reading and you're working with somebody, first of all, you want them to be a light worker. And secondly, you want them to, you know, you want to answer. So that's really basically, you have to have the right intention, the right intention.
Right. So have you ever, like during reading, had to give information, I don't know how to say that, give information that wasn't necessarily not what they were expecting, but more like really up in your face and saying you're doing this wrong, you go do that?
I kind of don't tell them you're doing this wrong. It's kind of like, okay, let me give you an example. Maybe this will help you understand it. So I was doing a reading for one of my clients today, okay? And really basically looking at her numbers, I know that emotionally she has issues, okay, when it comes
right.
to communication. Okay. In order for her to understand it without me devastating her and saying you are a poor communicator and your relationships suffer because you don't speak, you're living in your head too much. I could say that, but I didn't. I gave her an example. I said, if you were a car, you would have no headlights, no brake lights, no right turn signal, no left turn signal. And at the end of the road is, let's say, the person you're in love with. Your mother, your father, your coworkers, your boss. And you're living, your car now is how you act in your head. You're not
right.
opening your mouth. You're not communicating. Can they see you coming? No. Can they see you backing up? No. Can they see you turning right? Nope. And can they see you turning left? So basically, you can become your own worst enemy and say, my life isn't working out for me. It's because you have issues. And I can tell that by the birth date. I can tell that by their name. And so I try to help their soul along with giving them the here, the now, and what's coming up.
That's awesome. And that's what I love about your work. I've listened to some of you, and I just love the way that you do that and approach everything. Give them the information that they need to hear in such a loving and positive manner. You know?
Right.
It's always
Well, I have to treat people the way I want to be treated. First of all, I want somebody who's sincere and straightforward. Don't dance me around the park kind of thing.
Right.
That's not what they want. They don't want to be danced around the park. That's not what they call me for.
That's
they want
true.
Answers. But,
perfect.
All right. So let's. Have you got any callers there?
We do have callers, but I have one more question for you.
Okay.
Now, I love learning, so I always try to ask questions when I have my guests on so I can learn a little bit more and grow in who I am as well. But now, you mentioned the word, like, metaphysical. Now, to you,
right.
what is that?
You know,
because everybody I talk to has a little bit different take on it.
Well, I believe metaphysical, number one, is the spiritual married with the psychology, married with being in the light, healing yourself from the inside out, knowing that we are all a great part of this universe, that we're all God's children. We all have lessons to learn. I feel like this is just one big school and what am I learning? And I think the most wonderful thing about the gift that was given to me was to help souls understand their path, what their strengths are, and what they need to work on karmically. So being in metaphysics for many, many years, right, but being in metaphysics has been very misunderstood. If you can imagine being a metaphysician in the 70s, people looked at you like you had a tin head, okay?
Yes.
But, you know, the thing is I think that sometimes, and I have seen this, and I'm sure you have too in the work, where you'll see people that they get so far out there. We're meant to be, we decided when we were born to take a human existence here. Our soul, we checked off all the boxes before we were born, our mothers, our fathers, our siblings, our friends, our teachers, our careers, the hurtful situations,
right.
the victories. That's what comes out of your soul chart, okay? And everybody's individual. And people will say to me, you don't know me. How did you know that? It's because I'm reading their soul, okay? But metaphysically, I encourage people to get to the inner part of the truth of that we're all God's children, period, end of story. I don't need a building. I don't need, somebody judging me, because if I'm doing and operating by the laws that, which is, what morally the right thing to do is.
Right.
And spiritually what the right thing to do is, and especially to do no harm.
Right. Right.
So it's a big responsibility to read somebody. So you better have the right intention and you better be connected to the light. That's all I have to say, because there are there that are not of the light.
Right. I heard that the other couple months ago, something kind of similar to what you were just saying, and they kind of described that as having your antenna tuned in to the right satellite.
But my satellite is God. I like, a lot of people get into, well, this is against the Bible and this and that. And I want to explain something to you, Regina. I was raised Catholic.
Okay.
So there's a lot of rules and regulations to when you're raised Catholic, okay?
Yeah.
And I took the good from it, but where it got really edgy was the man-made law, you can't eat, don't eat meat on Friday, or you can't eat for 3 hours before communion and this and that. Well, I couldn't find that anywhere in Scripture, okay? But what I do know about Scripture is there's two major things throughout the whole thing. You take that whole book apart, and it's two things that I tell people that we as souls are to learn two things in life, and that's love and forgiveness, and it starts with you. Period, end of story. That's about as simple as you can make it.
I like that, the part that, it definitely does need to begin with you.
It's up to me.
Loving yourself and...
Well, see, that's the whole thing, is that a lot of people are very hard on themselves, or they can't forgive themselves because they made a mistake. And here's what I tell my clients. I don't care. Any person that you see walking in shoe leather has made mistakes. Has done something,
yeah.
Said something, acted something, did something. It's a lesson to be learned, not one for you to torture yourself and to beat yourself up and to hold yourself in so tight that you can't forgive yourself. You have to love and forgive yourself, period, end of story.
I agree. That is such a great way to put it, too, because my lesson came a while ago. With that, during my separation and my divorce, my ex wasn't a very nice person, and so I allowed him to really tear me down. So I had to learn to forgive myself for my part in what it was, but at the same time to love myself again. And that's all in that mindset that you were just talking about is everybody makes mistakes. Everybody walks a path. And you have to learn to love yourself and grow and just accept who you are, as you are.
Well,
Well,
here's the thing. In order to say I love you to somebody, and this is in a lot of my material, because I also have been a motivational speaker at a chapter in my life. And I tell people, you have to look at life like it's like a book. And we have many different chapters. And you know how when you read a book, you you've read a chapter and you have a pretty good idea. And then you go on to the next chapter. Well, now you have a blank page. It's just about what have I learned? What did I learn after each chapter? Rather than beating oneself up or letting somebody else tear you down, you silently gave permission that that was okay. And in order to say, I love you to somebody, and I mean say I love you, you have to have three major ingredients. First of all, you have to have trust. And you can't go buy, sell that. You either get it or you don't. Or you either earned it or you didn't. The second thing is respect. Respect is a two-way street. Respecting the other person, but never losing your own self-respect ever. And the third thing is communication. Without communication, it somehow jades everything. It jades everything because, you know, without communication and you don't understand, and if the other person's a car with no headlights, no brake lights, no turn signals, and you're a car with no headlights, brake lights, and turn signals, how's that going to work out? It's not going to work out.
I love that.
Communication is the breakfast of champions. Believe me, it's in my book I'm writing. So,
Ooh, you're writing a book. Yay.
But that's a bit of work in progress. Believe me. But I think the thing is that after doing this for 35 years, whether they come in wound up, hurt, or broken, I want them to always leave me, whether it's a phone reading or whether it's an in-person reading. I want them to leave with knowledge. I want them to leave with a plan. I want them to leave with expectations so that, and truthful expectations, not, you know, just pie-in-the-sky stuff. I don't just paint a pretty picture. It's things for them to work on so that they can learn and grow. Everybody leaves with something to work on.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. And now, do you incorporate these readings and these things too when you do life coaching for people? Or is that like, do you kind of separate those two different aspects?
Well, no, I really think they get a little bit of everything with me.
Awesome.
But I do separate life coaching and benchmarking, absolutely. But when I do a reading, if there's something psychologically, emotionally that I have to address, I'm certainly going to put on my life coach hat. Absolutely.
I love it. I love it. Well, Joanna, do you want to take a caller or two, and then we'll take a brief break, and we'll go back to callers. How's that?
I would love to do that. That would be great.
Awesome. Awesome. All right, one moment. Let's get area code, if I can get my computer working here. There we go. Area code 412. You are with us.
Hi. How are you guys this evening?
Excellent.
Wonderful.
Okay. My name is Keisha, and my question is... Go ahead.
Well, spell it for me, honey. Spell it for me, honey, because I have to have the spelling.
Okay. It's K-I-S-H-A. Uh-huh.
Okay. Excuse me. I swallowed the wrong way. What's your birthday?
It's February 3rd, 1979.
So you don't like to be told what to do, how to do it, where to do it, or when to do it.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
But I have to tell you, Keisha, you hold a lot of your emotions inside, because even though that you don't like to be told what to do, how to do it, where to do it, or when to do it, there's part of you when you're really wounded, you're going to have stomach problems, honey, if you keep that up. Okay? Because you're very sensitive.
I kind of already do now.
I would love for you emotionally when you're hurt or you have something to say, stick to I statements will help you so much. In other words, when you acted like that, I was embarrassed. When you said that, I was very hurt. You know, when you acted like that, I felt you didn't respect me. You see, at least you're representing the inner part of you, your soul, honey.
Okay.
but you're very sensitive. So this year, what's going on with the family or relationship with you this year? Because I feel like you got stuff to deal with, honey.
Oh yeah. My kid's father he had a baby by my ex-best friend. Now, I don't care because I haven't been with him in 10 years. Now, I guess he's with her, but he didn't end up having another baby. Then he pulled some mess where I end up giving him weekends with my daughter. Now, my ex-best friend, me and her, is complete enemies. What I found out, he was taking my daughter for a year and a half over this lady's house. And my daughter, she's 12 now, so she ended up saying she just didn't want to go over there. But once that, it all came crashing down. And I thought he was crazy. I said, now why would you take my daughter to my enemy's house for a year? And I called him a homeless little boy because you, by 40, you should have your own house.
The problem is there. Let me just get to the problem, Keisha. Quit choosing men who want a mother and not a lover, not a wife, and don't want to be responsible. Period. End of story.
Mm-hmm.
And if you loved yourself and respected yourself, then you would choose better.
I don't deal with him no more. I haven't dealt with him in 10 years. My daughter's 12.
Okay,
so I didn't kind of know where this was. I just didn't understand what was the point of him doing that. Is he still trying to get even or vindictive with me? Because I wouldn't.
I wouldn't worry about what he's doing. What he's saying, what he's acting,
exactly.
What he's doing, it's a waste of energy. Period. End of story there.
Yep.
Yeah, because my daughter, she's back home on the weekends with me after all this mess. So
But what I'm trying to say to you that would be very important, because I'm looking at your numbers here, is what are you showing your daughter about picking a man in her life? What is she learning from this?
I guess not to pick guys like that. I told her.
Well, she's going to pick a guy just like him if she doesn't have a better example.
Right.
That's true.
Right. Well, usually, since my kids got older, because I have a son that's older than her, I don't usually have too many guys coming around because they're starting to. It would be probably a bad influence right now. You know, so I just kind of backed off and just doing me.
I think the most important thing is getting a value system. She has to learn to value herself and respect herself. So you have to start with you. Valuing yourself, respecting yourself. There's a part of you that's very compassionate. That gets you in all kinds of trouble because you have rose-colored glasses on.
Mm-hmm.
Call it the way you see it, baby. Call it the way you see it, baby. That's what I say. It is what it is. A snake is a snake. It's not a lamb. It's not a lion. It's a snake. So call it the way you see it, but you have to learn self-respect.
Okay.
Because then you'll make better choices, Keisha, and I'll leave you with that.
Okay. Well, thank you,
Wonderful.
Guys.
You're welcome,
Have
Keisha.
A good
All right. My computer's running a little weird here.
You got
Let's
one
take
more?
What I do. Joanne, I'm telling you, I work my new job I love it. But it's with computers. I don't get along with computers very well. And I've been lucky, but the last few days, every time I touch a computer, it's been like, I'm not going to work with you.
Yeah,
so,
because
give
you
me
put
one
out me. But you know what? Let me just tell you something, Regina. You already put out in the ether. It's like the boomerang, okay? I don't like computers. I don't do well with computers. And guess what? It's the boomerang coming back.
That's coming back. That's right.
So you got to change your words.
That's right.
I love learning and working with computers. I love learning and working with computers. I'm learning so much.
You know,
I really enjoy my computer.
That's such a great reminder, John. Thank you. Because, you know, sometimes you forget that words make a difference.
I am a huge believer in thoughts and feelings. And
my primer
is called The Game of Life and How to Play It. I have it memorized. But it has become my way of life. Thoughts are things.
Awesome.
Your words are boomerangs. So if you're in fear, you're going to get everything you fear, Robin, right back to you.
It's true.
But guess what?
That is true. And you know what? You're exactly right, because I was letting the fact that I don't like computers very well intimidate me. And so you're right. It does affect how the energy interacts with each other.
Well, you've already programmed your subconscious mind. So you see what I'm saying?
I have. Yeah. So that'll be my karma. That'll be my lesson every day. I'll write it on a piece of paper to say it and put it out there. We'll do awesome. All right, let's take caller area code 352. Are you with us?
Hello. How are you?
Hi.
Hello, Jim and Regina. Hi, my name is Joanna, Joanna, and my birthday is January 27th, 1966.
Okay. Well, you, honey, are kind of a special soul. You're a very strong woman, and you're a quick study. Is that true?
Yes.
I know. I'm looking right at you. You've got a lot, you know, and I love your enthusiasm, because when you really are on board with things, or you really like something, or you're learning something, you put your all and everything into it.
Yes, I do.
The only downside that you have, darling, is when you get to the point where you are not too kind to yourself, or you get stubborn. Okay, that's your Achilles heel.
Yes, you are correct.
Okay. And so you know what? Here's the thing that I always like to say when people have this influence, when spirit talks to me, is that you really should, like if I said to you, Joanna, you need to do this, 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 and this, there's a part of you that's resistant. Okay?
Yes.
Because you have a certain order of how you want it to play out. But you could be missing a million-dollar idea by taking that attitude. Do you see? So my advice to you is listen to what everybody has to say. And your response should be, let me think about it. Let me get back to you on it. That way, you can pull from that new information and incorporate it into your own.
Oh, I didn't think about it that way. Yes. Okay, I see.
So a better analogy would be before I gave you this way to handle it, it would be like if you could visualize you having blinders on your eyes and cotton in your ears. Okay?
Yes. Mm.
So it limits you is what I'm trying to tell you. Don't limit yourself.
Okay.
And, you know, there's a part in your birth chart that I believe you were a healer in a previous lifetime. So you have to be very careful that you're not being the fixer, because fixers always wind up being victims.
Yes, you're right.
And they're never going to learn and never going to get better if you keep fixing everybody, because they don't have to do it. You're doing it.
Right, you are correct.
Okay, so, well, thank you for the confirmation. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
You also have a number in your birth chart that is a gift from God. And really what it is, if you do the right things, in other words, you don't lie, cheat, steal, murder, you know, swindle, Ponzi scheme anybody, it takes you to the highest of however you want to be. There's no limits to it. And people who have this particular gift from God, that let's say that they're liars or cheaters or robbers or scammers, The worst is they go to prison.
Right.
So when I say it's a gift from God, you got to grab a hold of it and spiritually hang on to it, do your very best, and take the ride up.
Okay.
Now, this year is, this is a year for you to kind of balance things out here. It's like you're weighing things out. as long as that you don't shortchange yourself.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
You can't be so strong as you are and have a bleeding heart, because somewhere along the line you're going to give up the right thing to do for you.
I understand what you're talking about exactly.
And so I'm telling you, this year I want you to really, really make those scales even so that you're being, number one, fair to Joanna first.
Okay. Yes.
Without guilt, okay?
Yes.
Guilt is a useless emotion. You have to do something wrong in order to feel guilty. You didn't do it, don't feel guilty.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes. Yes. I will work on that, yes.
Well, I used to do guilt because I had, you know, I'm very kind, I'm very compassionate or whatever. And people
right.
would get, I let them slide. Well, guess what? Sooner or later, all that sliding and fixing doesn't work because they're not doing it.
Right, exactly, exactly.
And then I'm gonna feel bad because they're failing. No, if I didn't do it, honey, I'm not doing guilt.
Right, right. May I ask you a question, Joanne?
Go ahead.
Because I've always wondered this, and I've never asked anyone. I'm so sorry to take up your time. When I was born, my mother named me a particular name, and my father was very unhappy with it. So then she named me another name, and he was more unhappy with the second name. So then that's how I wound up being named Joanna. She named me after her grandfather Joseph. So is it meant to be like a person's name, you know, things like that? That is, you know, in other words, that was my question.
Well, if you were my private client, was
yes.
the name that your mother originally gave you, was it on a birth certificate yet?
No, it wasn't.
Okay. And was it Joanna that went on the birth certificate?
Yes.
Okay. So this name, what was the name that your mother wanted to name you?
My mother first named me Stephanie, and then my father was very unhappy with that, and then she named me Genevieve, and he was more so unhappy than Stephanie. So that's how she named me Joanna, after she said she was thinking of her grandfather Joseph. My mother
okay.
named all of the children, which she picked beautiful names for, so...
Well, Joanna, I have to tell you something. Just
yes.
because she thought about these names, she really actually didn't name you.
Okay.
To the day when you were named on your birth certificate.
Oh,
now you
were, okay.
Okay, now you as a soul up in heaven, because I'm a soul reader, okay?
Yes.
You helped choose your name because, number one, you checked the box for your mom. You checked the box for your dad. You check the box for your siblings. You check the box for all the things that have happened up until you could have talking to me today. And
yes.
you checked all the
yes.
boxes until you decide to go back home up to heaven.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So it's my job to interpret, which I can't do because I can't do a whole chart on the radio show,
yes,
that's
yes.
for sure.
Yes, yes,
but
I'm sorry, yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Joanna.
Okay, well, thank you so much, and bless you both. Thank you again, Joanne. Thank you, and blessings, and thank you for all your time and all of your interpretations, and much best wishes for this coming year to the both of you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
So I have a question for you. You know,
okay.
I love, you know, that guilt. I don't know the word I'm looking for, but it, if you hang on to that, if you feel it, if you feed it, it kind of puts you in a jail, so to speak. You know,
what advice
would you give to people who are dealing with that guilt that isn't necessarily theirs, or to move on from that? Because that's such a hard thing to let go.
Well, first of all, you have to understand what I'm talking about, because the day you were born and they brought you home from the hospital and they unwrapped the blanket and looked at your face, your body, your whole little being, was guilt there?
No.
No. Who put it there?
That's a good way. You put it there.
That's right. And you let other people
put
it there. And you gave silent permission to everybody else to feel guilty, so you stick with making poor choices because you feel bad for somebody or you want to help somebody that's going to make you a better person. No, no. You can offer your wisdom. You can offer your advice. You can offer an opinion. And then you take your hands off. It's not your stuff.
Right.
So,
that's
in
right.
other words, if you hit a little old lady over the head and took her purse, or you committed murder, that's something to feel guilty about, right?
Right.
But because you said or acted a certain way, or maybe didn't say anything and it hurt somebody, do you sign up for guilt? You have to do something wrong in order to feel guilty. You have to do something wrong. If you've done nothing wrong, guilt is a useless emotion.
I love it. I love it.
That's in my book, too.
Oh, that's really a good way to put it. Are you ready for another caller? Perfect.
I am.
We have area code 561.
Hello. Thank you both so much for taking my call. I want to know if you see anybody I'll be seeing coming up, any interest.
Are you talking romantic here, honey? Spell it out.
Yeah. Somebody we both like each other.
Well, let me just say a couple things here. First of all, I don't believe in soulmates. And that's going to shock most of the audience. And the reason I'm saying that is just you're going to meet 100 soul connections throughout your lifetime, whether they be girlfriends, whether they be guy friends, whether they be lovers. You know, you're going to meet hundreds of soul connections. So a lot of people shortchange themselves because they haven't found my soulmate. Oh, please, give me a break.
No, I'm not saying a soulmate. I'm just saying
I'm just trying to prepare you that don't waste your energy looking for a soulmate. What's your first name?
Oh, Stacy. No, I'm not looking for a soulmate. I'm not looking to get married, but, you know, to go out, at least somebody that I'm somewhat interested in.
What's your first name, hon?
Stacy.
Stacy. S-T-A-C-Y?
E-Y.
E-Y. Okay. What's your birthday, Stace?
December 26, 1967.
It's 2626? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Well, this is a much happier year for you. This is something for you to break out of your mold of doing the same old stuff. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. 5, 8. The month of May is very good, so you still got the month of May. I also like the month of July and the month of August.
Oh, wow. So you're saying there's more than one possibility?
Absolutely. But the thing is you got to get out of the way, sweetheart. Do you have a non-negotiable list of what kind of person you would like to be a companion or a relationship?
Yeah.
Do you have any?
Yeah, I like somebody that likes animals, somebody that, you know, a good person, somebody that doesn't have bad habits, because I'm not a drinker or anything, but a social drink is okay. You know, I'm just looking for somebody, you know, I like sports, so I don't mind watching football Sundays. You know, I'm not looking for, like, a womanizer. Just, you know, somebody decent.
Right. Well, I have a non-negotiable list, and you're pretty much accurate, Stacy. You know, like, in other words, on my non-negotiable list, it can't be somebody who's a liar or a cheater or a manipulator. definitely not an alcoholic or a drug, not an alcoholic or a druggie, because I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
And it has to be somebody who's an excellent communicator, someone who has a sense of humor but not too immature and silly.
Yeah, somebody that has a sense of humor but not sarcastic and obnoxious.
Exactly. Exactly. So I'm glad that you have that in your mind, because you've already saved yourself a lot of grief, because when you have
very
that,
true.
And I like to write it down, because when you write it down, it's so much more, it's in your face kind of thing. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Because if we try to keep things in our head, but I do feel like May is really strong here. So get out there, girlfriend. Get out there and go meet people.
Oh, thanks.
Right.
Can I just ask you one other quick question? It'll be just, quick, just a quick one.
Sure.
I went on a job interview today, and because I was on an assignment that ended. So I was wondering, do you see me getting that job first, or do you see me getting unemployment first?
I see you getting money, and I see that it's going to be a job. You got to ask for the job, Danny, so hopefully you did.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I went right down there, and I won it. It's just that I'm not the only one looking for a job, but I'm eligible for unemployment in the meantime because I need an income coming in. But you see money coming in soon?
I think you're going to get a job. You know, if it's not that one, it's going to be one even better. So.
Oh, good, because, I ran around like crazy today. You know, I was at a job, I was at a job, and they say it's a couple of weeks or whatever, and, you know, they say it's a month, and it's a couple of weeks, and you understand, I get there early, put my all into it, and I've always been at jobs a long time, but it's been a roller coaster, you know, for the last 4 years, it has been, ever since 2008, you know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Listen, what I'm going to tell you, yes, 2008 to 2016 was tough for a lot of people. A lot of people.
I know people that got divorced over it, you know, not me, but I know people that had gotten divorced over it. It really ruined, people lost their homes. It was really bad for a lot of people that were doing very well. And nobody wants to leave their jobs. That's the problem. Yeah. That's why I've been temping.
I have a feeling there's going to be a lot more new jobs coming about. But here's the thing. When I was a manager, I never hired one person that did not ask for the job. So at the end of the interview, after you put your all in everything there with your little personality and your experience, make sure you ask for the job. I would love to work for this company.
Oh yeah, the recruiter said to me they were very impressed with me.
Good. All right. Well, I just thought I'd give you that little tidbit. God bless you. Good luck.
Thank you so much, because I've been putting so much into jobs. I wanted to see is anything else coming into my life, because I put my social life on hold for so long because I'm so consumed with the job situation that I haven't really, and meeting girlfriends, it's hard to, because, when women find a boyfriend, you don't see them anymore and they don't call you, only in between boyfriends out of nowhere, they'll call you out of the blue. So I kind of, I have more acquaintances than I do true friends. You understand that?
Yes. Well,
yeah.
I'm saying go out there and hurry up. Go on. Go out there and check it out.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you both so much. And have a nice Friday and happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, Stacey. Have a good night. Okay, let's jump right into the next one. Area code 916. You are with us.
Hi, thank you so much. My name is Wendy, Wendy, from Sacramento, and my date of birth is July the 6th,
1951. Okay. Would you say that you're kind of picky, Wendy?
What was your what would you say?
Would you say you're kind of picky? Are you a picky eater or really like a perfectionist?
I am definitely a perfectionist, yes.
Okay, good, honey. I'm glad you said that. Because I want to tell you something. In 35 years, I have not met a happy perfectionist yet. Did you hear what I said, honey?
Not quite. I'm sorry.
Okay, let me repeat it. In 35 years of doing this work and being a numerologist, I have never met one happy perfectionist yet. So here's the deal. Here's the deal. Nothing's perfect. There's no perfect mother. There's no perfect father. There's no perfect kid. There's no perfect boss. There's no perfect teacher. There's no perfect marriage. There's no perfect friendship. So here's the motto that I would love for you to adopt, Wendy. Is good,
yes,
better, best. Never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. Give it your best. Forget this perfection thing because you're going to be constantly disappointed.
Okay.
Are you with me? And you're very kind and you're very loving, but you have to be careful not be in a rehab center that I can help you, I can fix it.
Right.
Okay?
You're right
and
on.
Then,
I'm extremely kind.
And then, so, sweetheart, you have to thy own self be true needs to become your new motto.
Okay.
But
right.
No perfect business here. You've got to throw out this perfect stuff, okay? Because you are going to make yourself
an
unhappy girl.
Okay? And I have a real important question, if I may.
Okay, go ahead.
A temp agency hired me for data entry. I have no experience in data entry. They pulled me off, and they said, well, we'd like you to work for the same company in customer care on the phone, call center for grievances and appeal. I have 16 years experience in customer service. But I said, okay, but I don't want to be in that department. And then last week I saw a job online for the same company for regular customer service 3 miles away from me on International Drive. I landed and interview for the 22nd day of this month at 12 noon. And I'm going to be well prepared, dressed professionally. Will they hire me and keep me for at least 4 years?
Well, you know what? I don't want to mislead people with being psychic because we're not God, okay? When you get a reading, honey, it's a 3 to 6 month window. Anybody that's a psychic that tells you what's going to happen for the rest of your life is bogus, okay? So hear me on this one, okay? I do feel that there could be a transfer or because you work for the same company, it might be a conflict, so you better be prepared. You understand? Because I'm looking at your May here, and yes, it's like you can move forward here. It's just that there could be a logistics problem because you're an employee of the company already. And you may have to put in for a transfer, or it's going to create a problem between departments. I'm just telling you that it's a problem.
Oh.
Okay.
Well,
I'm not saying that you, I'm not, I, you know, let me get my pencil in here. Hold on. I think you need to be up front with them. Do they know that you work for the company?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I will.
You're going to have, this is how it's going to work. If you can sell them on the idea with your experience and that you would love the opportunity, I think you'll make it through.
Okay. And here's the kicker.
Go ahead.
I went through a 5-week intense background check. It cost them over $2,000 to do it, plus fingerprinting. Mm-hmm. I passed big time on the 18th of last month. So they've already invested in me that much. So maybe that might inspire them to really seriously consider me.
And so the temp agency is supposed to call me with a start date for this grievances and appeals job, which I really don't want. So am I going to end up having to take that job and then transfer maybe in a month or so?
Yes, I feel that that may have to be a possibility, because if you don't take that grievance one without this other interview, it means it's not employed. So I can't tell you that you're going to be there for 4 years either, because that's based on a company and their changes. And this company could be sold in the next 4 years, so I'm not even going to go there. Okay? It's going to be up to you to be positive, do your best, and move forward.
Move forward.
And
yes.
So, did you say that because I've not given a start date for that grievances and appeals job, does that mean that I'm still in the race to get this job that I really do want?
No.
Yeah, I just feel like you're going to have to sell your skill set.
Okay. All right. How quickly do you see me working, whether it'll be the job that I don't want or the job that I'm interviewing for on the 22nd? How soon will I be working?
By the end of the month.
Okay.
Yes.
And will it be – this is with Centene HelpNet, by the way. Will it be with that company then?
Hold on. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And are you feeling it's going to be the grievances and appeals or the regular customer service 3 miles away?
That's a two-edged question. Huh? Okay, hold on. I feel that it's going to be the grievances one. And you might like it. It might add to your resume.
Well, it definitely will add
to
your resume.
Yeah, I'm just it's going to be
Nancy,
the grievance
the manager,
one.
Will Nancy the
but
manager
being,
like me?
You're,
and will she be supportive?
You're over-processing, hon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I was nervous because I was pulled off the other job.
Right. But you are over-processing. You're living in your head too much here. And you're trying to control it.
Well, I'll work hard. I'll be ethical and do everything under the sun to make them happy. I just don't want to be pulled off the job again.
You know what?
Okay.
That's because you're a perfectionist and you want to control it. And if you're pulled off the job or maybe transfer, once you get in the company, you can always transfer to a different department. So let's not get negative here.
Did she?
Okay.
Wendy, I'm very sorry to cut it short, but we're running short on time, and I'd like to get one more caller in if we could. Thank you for calling, and if you want to book a session with Joanne, she has her info available.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Wendy.
Yep.
All right, I think we have about a minute and a half left. If you want to do a quick reading, or would you like to share your info on how people can get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with me at Psychic Joanne, which is Joanne Leo.com, and they can learn all about what I do and what my schedule is. They can either reach me by phone 727-743-3400, and I'll take a quick call.
Perfect. All right. We have 703 is joining us.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. How are you?
Good.
We're good.
What's
we need
name?
To make it real quick, though.
Yes. My name's Andrea. I live in Virginia. My birthday is 1-17-63, and I'm very much into numerology. But my quick question is, I was let go of my job yesterday, and I kind of have a feeling why, but what do you pick up from this, and will another job come soon?
Okay, so let's see. You're in a 1 year this year, so it's time for a new beginning anyway, hon, so don't get yourself nuts, okay?
Oh, no, I know. Karma's, I believe in karma. Hers is going to come to due time.
I'm telling you that July looks excellent for you. July, all the way, well, the end of June, all the way through the end of the year. So I do feel that you will have a another job, and you're going to be much happier anyway.
Okay. But do you think it's because some people lied about the job where I got fired, or you really think I did something really stupid? Or I was a scapegoat?
Did you appeal?
Well, I'm actually having an appointment with an attorney on Monday for a workman's thing, grievance.
Yes, I think that you need to do the appeal process is what I'm getting very strongly, or get some legal advice.
Yeah, so wrongful termination is what I'm going to talk to an attorney about, because I think I was fired because I kept complaining about my coworker who didn't do her job.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be wrongful termination. Are you a union?
No, it's a nonprofit organization. I work for an audiologist.
Okay, but if you're in a right-to-work state, you're kind of screwed.
Yeah, but my coworker, she falsified documents. So if I don't get that, I'm going to go to the board, because she would lie about her timesheets. She would come in late. She would do things she's not supposed to do, and she still has a job.
Okay, then follow through with the legal thing like I told you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I feel good about it.
Well, I'm going to start a new journey in January. I mean, in May anyway. I'm trying out for a TV show, America's Got Talent. So that's going to be my new journey.
Perfect.
Good. I love it. Good luck.
Best of luck to you, Andrea. Thank you for calling.
All right. Thanks.
Have a good night.
Okay.
Well, Josie, I think we're coming to the end of our show. I just love it how time flies with you, and we just keep going and going.
I know.
Well, thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me, Regina. Have a wonderful evening. God bless everybody.
You too, Joanne. Thank you.